This whole series this month has been on the subject of relationships. I don't know if you remember, some of you would, but last February, we also did a series on relationships. And every time we do a series like this, I'm overwhelmed with the number of things that we could share. Because it's such an important, such a crucial aspect of who we are as God's people. Jesus said, "By this shall all men know that you're my disciples, that you," what? "Love one another." And relationships are really at the core. If we're to be a hub of hope, which is what God is calling us to be, then we can only be that if our relationships are right and tight. And so God is doing a work in us, tightening up and rightening up our relationships. And that's a process. And it is one in which we need to invest energy and time, and one that we need to be patient in. And some of you are just getting to know this body, just getting a feel of who we are. You haven't come into the living room yet. You're still in the entryway, you know. And you're kind of checking it out, and I hope that you feel comfortable to come right into the living room and then to come into the kitchen as well and hang out with us and get a feel for our imperfections, but the fact that we are on a journey together. We're on a journey trying to figure out what it means to be an urban church in a changing neighborhood and to reach out to the people of the greater Roosevelt community with the life-giving, life-breathing message of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And it's an exciting thing, and I love being on this journey with you, and I'm loving being on this journey with you more now than I ever have. There's a sense of anticipation. I don't know how familiar you are with the Chronicles of Narnia, but there's a sense that Aslan is afoot. Aslan is afoot. He's moving, and the winter is starting to thaw, and we're beginning to see signs of the kind of work